This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 189 for Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Sounds so like official.
I know. Well, you know. We are back from the Atlanta Penn Show.
An apology to Jay. Someday we won't talk about Penn shows, I promise.
Well, you know, except for we go to 12, 13 a year, and so there's a pre-show and a post-show, so that's half the year.
24, 25 times a year.
Yeah.
So next week, are we going to talk about a Penn show?
It's the Chicago Penn show.
Is it the week of the show? God, they come so fast.
I think so, right?
Don't we have a week in between?
No, it's next week.
Couldn't we please have a week in between? I would really like a week in between.
So today is the post-Atlanta pre-Chicago, and tomorrow, next week is pre-Chicago.
Oh, yeah, my God.
But, you know, there are nuggets of information to be learned from every Penn Show report.
Unfortunately, the people who need to learn them don't always know them. Atlanta was awesome. I'm just going to go with that.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with the fact that it's now spring.
It is spring. We should mention it was 70 degrees here the day we left.
Which is so wrong.
And it was 70, 75, 77. It was like 80 degrees on Sunday. And we get back, and today the high was 45.
It's so wrong. Usually we end up bringing kind of spring back with us. And it's nice from then on. Although a couple years ago it did snow in May. So I don't know.
Bite your tongue, you know.
The weather was gorgeous. It was beautiful, sunny, not too hot, not too cold, except on the way back, it was hot. Good weather, which means sometimes if it's rainy, people don't come out, or it means they all come out. So it's hard to predict.
So, yeah, in the next 10 days, the weather temperature is not getting above 62. And if it does get to 62, it's raining that day. So.
Right.
Here we are. It was good show. We got in Thursday.
Yes, we had an interesting trip. We left Wednesday and made it to Bowling Green, Kentucky, much earlier than we thought. So we did something really unusual for us. We actually got a hotel room and slept in the hotel room instead of just a nap in the car. That was really cool.
It was good.
And then we got up the next morning and went to the National Corvette Museum. And that was fun, kind of coming home for Brian. And it was really awesome. We got to see a couple cars that some friends of ours had donated to the museum, and they were right there with their names. It was awesome.
You know, every year they mix it up. And so this year it was, everything was a little different. So we walked through a couple of the same exhibits, but new exhibits this year. So it's always fun. The sinkhole has been cleared up and all that stuff. So if you all have heard about that, but it was great. We were there for, I don't know, an hour and a half, maybe.
And then, kind of wandered.
And then from there, it's about 4.5 hours to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. It's just a couple minutes in. We're going to talk about food. We stopped in Indianapolis. Don't believe Yelp. I'm just going to go there. Yelp said that this one little mom and pop place would be pretty good, and it was not. It was very bad, very scary.
it was an experience. And it's one of those places where, you know, you walk in and you know right away it's not a good move, but you don't want to be rude. You don't want to, like, immediately turn around and back out.
I wish we had.
Yeah. So everything about Lisa's meal was wrong. Everything down to the straw was
bad.
There
was a hole in my straw. I couldn't even drink it well. So, you know, we always bring water in the car. So we try to stay hydrated, but this was, there was a hole in my straw. The salad was really like, how can you mess weird. Up a salad?
Yeah. It was weird. It was on a plate. I mean,
it was like a handful of just shredded pieces of lettuce, which is a salad, but just like a handful of shredded cheese from the bag. There was, I mean, not that it has to be beautifully presented, but
a bowl would be nice.
Something. This was like, oh, let's just toss some stuff on there. And Brian wanted his salad dressing on the side, so we both got little packets, which is fine, but you know, side. You see that more like at Denny's or something. I don't know. I ordered a steak, and I rarely order steak from a non-steakhouse, and it was I won't even tell you how bad it was. Let's just say that I was not happy.
The funniest part, dessert.
I was so unhappy. I never get dessert. I very, very, very rarely get dessert. And we overhear the waitress talking to another couple, and they have homemade blackberry pie. And I love fruit. And I thought, oh my God, homemade blackberry pie. This is definitely a little mom and pop kind of place. And one of our kind of company phrases or family phrases is, how bad can it be?
How bad can it be?
So, and it's written on the board outside, blackberry pie. And she says it's blackberry pie. And I ask her what they have for dessert. And she says it's blackberry pie, along with key lime, which I should have gone with, or more salad. And she brings it out, and I'm all excited, and I look, and it doesn't look right. I know what blackberries look like, and that's not it. I take a bite, and it's blueberry.
And Lisa texts me.
Trying to be polite here. It's blueberry. Blueberries are round. Blackberries are like raspberries. They're kind of segmented, and they're not blueberries. So my blackberry pie was hugely disappointing. I couldn't even finish it. It was, I mean, I like blueberries and I like blueberry pie, no. But ever since I saw it and heard her, you know, you get a craving, and no matter what you do, if you don't get that, it's not the same. Yeah.
And they were talking about, I got the, cinnamon cake or something, and you could hear I hesitate to call him a chef, but the cook saying, I had it. That's awesome. And you warm it up and it's really great. And I'm thinking, well, this sounds good. You know, you're going to bring it over. And now it's cold as ice, man. It was, but anyway,
so was
I don't
it
the name of the place,
the Shelby Street Diner or something in Indianapolis. Do not go.
Yeah. It's not great. It's not, I mean, your money is better spent elsewhere. I think
every bite of my steak was either oddly cooked or full of gristle and fat. So anyway, that was bad. And then we got out of there pretty quickly before they came up with more pie or something. I don't know. But got to Bowling Green, did the museum, got to Atlanta Thursday, and managed to get into the ballroom and unload and get the table completely set up. And for us, that's huge. That's such a benefit.
It was, yeah. I mean, we were there until probably 9:30-ish, maybe 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and Jimmy Dolev was there, the organizer. And of course, our good friend, Suzanne, his daughter, and she's there helping to make sure that everything is going just fine. And making sure that we have everything we need. We got to set up. We got six tables. We got a whole row. There were a few other people setting up, but you know, there wasn't shopping going on. Everybody's, you know, the few people that were there were just either bringing their stuff in or, you know, Jimmy was setting up, we were setting up. And it was awesome because then we get to go back to the hotel and
sleep,
get a good night's rest and start on Fridays. The first day of a show is always usually very light. You know, it's a relaxed atmosphere. You've got weekend traders. It's usually a Thursday or a Friday. So, you know, the if you didn't take off of work, you know, it's a few people that did. And it's nice. You can chat with people. You can talk about pens. You can share, you know, what's in your pocket. And that's kind of what Friday was, although it was kind of busy for us. I think it was.
Yeah, we were busy. It was nice.
So, of course, our good friends, Mike and Audrey, inkdependence.com.
And right on the nail.
And right on the nail.com. Showed up on Friday afternoon, kind of later Friday afternoon. And they brought their lovely little puppy and,
Scraggles.
And kind of hung Scraggles. Yeah. Yeah. There's a shout out to Scraggles.
Scraggles was like the hit of the show,
you know, and
Scraggle made social media. Scraggles was like super popular. Two kids quiet. Apologized for not coming back to see Scraggles the second time.
Very quiet little puppy.
She, yeah, I think it's a she.
I was really impressed. Yes, I think so. And she was in a cage on Saturday at the table, and I completely forgot she was there.
They had flipped up the tablecloth on the backside so that she could see and hear Mike and Audrey especially, and just you know, kind of see what was going on. But she was absolutely the best behaved dog I think I've seen in years.
What a cute.
She was great. Yeah.
So
she was just happy to be there.
Mike and Audie showed up. Our good friends, the Bylers and Fern, showed up from Arkansas, and we love the Bylers. They're great guys, and they're smart. Tim loves the Maybe Todds, and Mike is into the Shavers. And I'm going to give the award for the absolute best find of the show to Mike.
Way.
I am so jealous. And so this is what happens at a show. Some people, you know, if nobody can be an expert in everything. And a lot of people have what we affectionately call junk boxes on their table. And that's where they just kind of throw stuff. And sometimes it's, you know, everything in the box is $10, you know, or whatever. Sometimes it's, you know, you pick it up and you ask. But we all call it the junk box. And Mike's going around and he pulls a pen out. And he goes, oh, well, how much for this? And they agree on $35. He brings it over to me. It's a black hard rubber. Of course, it's black hard rubber. J.G. Ryder. And if you're not familiar with J.G. Ryder, this is a very unique
you
pen.
You should be.
You should be. No, you shouldn't. It's a cool pen. It has a very unique clip that kind of it looks like a real thin wire that comes in, goes up and down over the cap. And the reason being is the pen is essentially an eyedrop filler, and there's a notch on the back of the feed where you put that clip in, and that helps to pull out the feed, the nib in the feed, so you can fill it. As you can imagine, these are not, it was not a big company, was not around very long. And Mike picked up a J.G. Ryder. It had to have been a number 4 size nib, big. It was a big nib, actually, may have been bigger.
Isn't that a car rental place?
J.G. Ryder, I think it is, actually.
It's my 2 cents.
He bought this pen for $35. And he's got a little crimp in the nib. And it needs some nib work, but otherwise, you know, you don't even see one Ryder pen at a show ever. And here it was in the kind of the junk box. And so Mike gets the award, and it was a cool pen. I don't think I've seen more than a couple, you know, but then again, you know, if you're not familiar with them, you don't look for them, you don't notice them. I mean, I've seen a few in Chicago, but it was a really, really cool pen.
Well, he's got a good eye.
He does. He does. He's got good taste. He's got me as a friend.
Oh, my God.
But oh, thumps.
Whatever.
What else?
Saturday was busy.
Oh, we gotta back up. Barbecue Friday night.
All right. So here's the deal: get there early.
Yeah, that's the name of the game there, right? Because it's on the patio, and the patio it only has maybe 10 tables ish.
Yeah,
and how many people attended? Was it 200? 250 something or something like that?
160. I think that they were over, actually.
They were over what they had planned. But if you get there early, then you can sit outside if it's nice. Otherwise, you're stuck. You have to go inside to eat. The line was constantly there. Good food. It's, you know, it's your typical barbecue burgers, big hot dogs. You've got French fries and stuff like that. So, it was really nice. Yeah, it was beautiful weather. We get to hang with Mike and Audrey, and we got to hang with Tammy. So Saturday.
Yes, Saturday was busy. Man, did Mike and Audrey work? We worked them hard, and we were just teasing about that we were going to make them work. But
I felt guilty about it, you know. And I was like, well, you know, you can. You don't have to stay here, but they hung out, and they were troopers. And I mean, like, zero training behind the table. Not that there's much that needs to be done anyway. They stepped right up, and it was cool. So I really appreciate having them there. Yeah, we had a great time. But it was busy. There were a lot of people through the door. I didn't get what the count was. Whatever, dude. Mike says. I don't know what the head count was for the show, but I would say as busy as any year we've ever seen there.
Yeah, it was, and it was consistent. Sometimes it shows you've got a lull where it's really busy and then it dies, and then it gets busy and then it dies. I don't consider that it really slowed down a lot. There were slower portions, but really, no time when we felt comfortable being able to walk and go look at anything.
Yeah.
No, but that's also the name of the game.
I looked that much. Yeah.
That was my plan. But you know, we don't drive 1,000 miles to leave the table and wander around. So it was good to be busy. What else happened on Saturday? We went to dinner afterwards. We had a really good time.
We discovered there's a great Irish restaurant, a couple exits up or something like that. And I forget exactly where it was, but
down the street from our hotel.
Down the street from the hotel. Okay. And the funny part was, so we're hanging out with Mike and Audrey, and they put the dog in the kennel. And we get to this place, and they got a nice little outdoor patio, and there are three dogs running around.
It's dog friendly.
So we'll remember that for next year if we go back there. I think it was a great place, but
it was really good.
What did we? Is there anything really spectacular we saw on Saturday at the show? I'm just trying to think. It kind of all blends together. I don't know if I saw it on Friday or Saturday or Sunday.
Rick Horn always has some cool stuff. We always stop and see Lee and Carl Daniel to see if they have any Esterbrook stuff that we don't have. Terry Mayhorder's always there in our safe room. And he's always got cool stuff, but
Terry
really
had did you see that desk set that he had?
I did not look.
It was like, it's almost 2-3 feet. I mean, it's 2 feet long, easy. And it was this big piano. It was huge. And I said to him, I said, well, where the heck did you get all this stuff? And apparently he had some deal where he had to buy everything. And this thing was, I'm telling you, it was, well, my monitor is maybe 27, 29 inches. It was that big, and it was tall. It was, you know, several feet tall. Craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, but he comes up with some cool stuff.
He does, yeah. So, Joe was behind us, Joe Loeb, and he had some nice Mont Blancs. A lot of the special edition, writer edition kind of things.
He's great.
Real fun guy to talk to, real straight shooter. And he knows a lot. Smart guy. So it's one of these things, you know, it's just you got to meet these people and you talk and chat. We did walk in. I mentioned this. We walked in Thursday night, and we've been in the same room now for several years. And the first table to the right as you walk in always used to be John Colton's table. And we walked in, and it was really kind of eerie because they've got pieces of paper on the table that say, okay, you know, Andersons are here, and Mike Masuyama is here, and, you know, whatever. And right on that table it says Colton, and I kind of freaked out. Now, supposedly his daughter was going to be coming to the show, but I don't think she ever actually made it.
She didn't make it.
She didn't make it. So, it was kind of, you know, kind of sad because it wasn't that long ago. It was right around Christmas, right after Christmas. So, there was that Saturday, you know, that was that.
Kind of all went in a big blur.
It does. Yeah. And then Sunday comes along. It's a little bit more relaxed, kind of like a Friday, but this is the time when people make those last minute purchases. They've been thinking about something. We did get to see some really cool things that Mike Masuyama had. And actually Mimi and Mike that were behind us.
We love Mimi and Mike Turkington.
Oh, they're great. They're great people. Down to earth.
It sounds funny. You're really only with these people who are around you for, you know, 6-7 hours a day, a couple days over the course of the weekend. But having good neighbors can be so important.
Oh, makes or breaks the show, really, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's kind of sad that Mimi is such an amazing baker because we're trying to be good. And nothing that she baked is gluten-free. Of course, Mike likes to joke that he's a diabetic, so it kills him every time she bakes for the show. But every morning, she bakes something new. She had some gorgeous little brownies with nuts that I didn't eat.
You would have hated them. They were awful. Awfully good.
Nothing Mimi makes is awful. One of the mornings, she brought in a pound cake or a bundt cake or something. I had 3 crumbs. It was really good. but they just have them either at Mimi's table or right up at the registration desk. And I know if we went back and looked at the last couple of years, Atlanta Reviews, I say this every year, but she should go into business. She's just that amazing a baker.
And she's cool. So she comes up to me. It was Sunday morning. Sunday morning, she comes up to me and she goes, you know, we had this really, really beautiful Japanese setup. So we had really an amazing selection of Sailor, Platinum, and Pilot. I mean, it took up a whole table. It was really nice. And so she knew we had it, and she comes up to me. She goes, well, did you see the Maki-A pens Mike Masuyama has? And I said, well, no. I said, you know, we've been so busy. I barely get a chance to chat with Mike, you know, before he leaves or he gets in the morning. We say hi. And she goes, well, I'll go get them. So she brings over 3 Sailor 1911 larges. These are black. These are stripped. No clip, no top of the cap. But they've got custom Maki-A on them. And
they're cool.
She shows them to me. So she tells me the story. So a friend of Mike's in Japan apparently does contracts, Maki-A work for Sailor and maybe somebody else, and decided to go into business and is offering right now. She's standardizing on 3 different patterns. And so there was a koi, which was really, really nice. A snake and frog pattern, which was kind of different. And then there was kind of
cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And then there was a rodden with a gold flake kind of thing going on. And the price was, I thought, very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Did you give her money?
I did not give her money. well, number one, I couldn't decide. It was, the price was $150. You supplied the pen. and it's roughly 3 months. The koi was great. The snake and the frog was cool, but if I was going to do it, I would have probably done, you know, if I had those two choices, I would have done the koi. But I really liked the gold flake work that was on the third pen, but I kind of wanted it to do, I wanted the flake on the cap and the barrel only without the rotten. And unfortunately, there is no customization. It's these three patterns and that's it. So I elected to not do it, although
Kerry says he's getting his delivered to him in DC. So apparently Kerry bit the bullet.
Yeah, the powder was great. I just wanted just the powder. It's a very, very simple pen. And apparently she doesn't want to do the work on the cap because of the placement of the clip and all that. But the other pens had Machia work in the cap too. So I couldn't quite understand it, but I elected not to do it. You could do it on any pen. You just had to supply the pen. So Mimi was all excited, bought a 1911 large and took it right over there. And I think she ordered the koi.
Very cool.
So I still may do it. I don't know.
Well, you know, that or whatever we've got lined up for your anniversary present.
No, I don't think so. Those are not in the same category.
All right.
That was neat. It was just neat to see. And I was talking with Mike about it a little bit later, and he said that she's going to try to maybe roll out some other roll out some other designs. So it'll be real neat to see what else comes up. So maybe I didn't take advantage this time, but maybe there'll be something, you know, for us in DC or something.
All right.
So,
you know, it feels like we haven't talked much about the show, and I certainly don't want to belabor the point. It was just really busy. We didn't get out to see all that much. Huge, huge props to Jimmy Doliv and his family, his wife Janice, their daughter Suzanne, their assistant Sherry, and Sherry's daughter. They work so hard, and they do not get enough recognition. They go out of their way for so many people. They are so generous. People were allowed to use the hospitality suite, and kind of that didn't go so well. They had a couple events at night, the family was kind of upset that a couple things had gone on that were not supposed to the point where they might even have to get a different hotel. And it's just really sad that these people put on such a great event and they work so hard, and they don't get enough recognition. So big, big love and hugs to Jimmy and Janice and Suzanne Doliv and everybody else who works so hard to make it such an attendee friendly show and a vendor friendly show.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, I can only hope that someday we can begin to pay them back for all that they do to the pen community. You know, and if you've never talked to Jimmy, you got to talk to Jimmy.
Such a nice man.
He's a nice man. He's a walking encyclopedia of modern pens. Brilliant, brilliant man. And his display is awesome, right? I mean, you go over there and you're like, well, where did you get this thing? You know, he's got some weird limited edition that they made three of that you never heard of in a different pattern. Nice guy. Sunday was fairly busy, but you know, you get that signs of, you know, a little bit of fatigue. Everybody does, all the vendors do, because we've been sitting there all weekend.
Standing.
Yeah, standing. Yeah, we don't actually sit. That's my dream. But let's see who else was. Let's talk about who else was at the show. Coles of London was there. They don't normally do pen shows. It looks like maybe they might start doing some more. They had a pre-release sample, I guess you call it, of the new Manhattan, which is a power filling pen in a black and kind of an orange swirl acrylic palladium nib.
Kind of looks like a Prima.
It's an expensive Prima, I guess, with a palladium nib. Not my cup of tea, but you know, that nice filling system, nice nib, and of course they had their millionaire selection and a couple other. They had some watches and stuff. who else? Joel and Cheryl?
Yep, Joel and Cheryl were there. Pandemonium, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We never get to spend enough time with Sam and Frank. If you ever get to meet them at a show, Jimmy absolutely is a walking encyclopedia. And Sam and Frank, oh my God, the king and queen of Pendem, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
Bert from Bertram's Inkwell was there. He's awesome. He's such a trip.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Susan Worth was there.
Always. Mario and Matt from, is it Toys in the Attic or
Toys in the Attic, I think is what it is.
I can't remember.
Ryan and Brandon.
Ryan Krusak. And then his friend, Brandon Lee. Brandon does the chocolate. Love Brandon. I love Ryan. His wife, Julia, is so wonderful and warm and sweet and beautiful. And oh my God. And their kids are so well-behaved. Their two daughters are always incredibly well-dressed. They, you know, they never look grubby and they're always in dresses and just well-groomed and well-behaved and so polite. It's crazy. Love it. They have done such a great job with them. And I can't believe how big their son Caspian got. All of a sudden, he's like a little man. He's so cute.
Who else? Michael Saul. I mean, we're going to forget somebody. So
yeah, we are. Michael Saul. I love Michael. So. And Fountain Pen Day. Carrie was right behind us. So that was fun.
Yep.
Bumping into him on purpose just because I could. And we finally got a Fountain Pen Day t-shirt. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, where is my t-shirt? By is it?
It's in the wash.
Oh, okay. Brad Dowdy was there with Knock, and lots of other people. So
yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Along.
Yeah, enough show stuff.
Let's hit the what's on the web and the blog real quick. Mont Blanc Rouge et Noir came out. Really, 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 really cool pens. The snake is awesome. The coral is great. It's a real true red hard rubber look to it, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. They've done a nice job. It's thinner than I thought it would be.
I guess I'm happy about that because if it were a little bit thicker, I would probably want one. The ballpoint, actually, for whatever reason, everybody knows I don't do ballpoints. I like the ballpoint. I think the ballpoint is great. So Rollerball, we have fountain pens in black. But yeah, it's got weight to it, though. That's the thing. It's thin, but it's got weight. It's got a metal section. The threads are at the end of the section. Piston filler. So that's cool. On the blog, we also talk about the Sailor 1911 highlighter that came in, which is a really neat pen. We actually could have used one today. But
you need to talk. You need to make a confession.
About what?
Well, you kind of seem to like the highlighter.
I do. I like the highlighter. What's not to love? It's a weird kind of yellowish green color. It's got a music nib. It comes with special highlighter ink. I mean,
Brian kept looking at it and talking about it. And
I seriously was looking for a highlighter this morning. And as I go through my show notes and I couldn't find one, I thought to myself, well, this would be a perfect opportunity to use that Sailor 1911 highlighter. But mm-hmm. I did not have it. So so we talk about that. The Mont Blanc John Lennon, which we just got.
That's really cool.
It's a neat pen. It's a very, very neat pen. Yardled Viceroy, and of course the Monte Grappa Mule is all on the blog this week. Interesting stuff. I do want to make one last comment. When did this come out?
It came in while we were gone.
Okay. So for all of you members of the Pen Collectors of America, I'm beholden up here. The new spring issue of the Pennant is just out. And as usual, some good stuff in there. And I'll be honest, I have not really done a lot of – I'm a little behind in my reading of the Pennant. Things get
put on top of the magazine.
Put on top of the magazines, you know, and I got a stack of magazines. So Lisa's flipping through this today and she says, oh my gosh, there's an article in here written by Hugh. And so I'm like, our Hugh? She goes, yes, our Hugh. And so she brings it over and there it is on, let's see, what is it? Page 14 through 16. A really, really lovely article called Treasure in the Attic. And it's about a Webster pen that Hugh got from his a coworker who rescued it out of the attic. His wife was going to toss it in the garbage, but said, hey, I can give this to my buddy. Gives it to Hugh, and the pen is literally taped together, and he manages to put it back together. It's beautiful. Nice story. And then I'm reading through it, and then all of a sudden I'm looking through it. And there I see he's talking about various repair guys and what they would do, kind of running around his head. And then there's my name on page 15. I was like, kind of surprised. Cool. So, but it's a nice article. That's the only article in the magazine I've read. But it's a nice read. So, make sure to check that out. That's really cool. So that's my shout out.
Can we have your autograph?
Yeah, I know. Maybe I can get sign it in DC. I'm going to do that. Totally going to do that.
With a Sharpie.
Probably with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Either that or a broad stub or something. I don't know. So, do we have any other shout outs? Cause that was kind of my shout out.
We have a bunch of them.
Okay. Go.
We had, we like to sample the local wines and beers when we travel. And Father Kyle brought us some beer from New Orleans, and that was cool.
Is it cold? So, that's what I want to know.
It's cold now.
It is. All right, let's move on with this. Because
big hugs to Father Kyle for the beer. That was incredibly thoughtful. I'm hoping that he drove, because I think you can't fly with alcohol, right? Otherwise, we would just ship John and Janet some beer. Sure. Ivan, our good friend Ivan, who lives near us, he goes down to the National Corvette Museum several times a year. And so when we realized that we were going to get there in time to actually spend the whole night, not just a couple hours, we got in touch with him and asked where he normally stays. So he totally took good care of us, hooked us up with a hotel that now will just be our staple. We will just stay there and plan to spend the night and go to the museum the next day. It really helps break up the trip, which we do so rarely. So big hugs to Ivan for that. I'm going to miss a ton of people from the show, but big hugs to Regina. She was so excited to be at her first show. She was from Alabama, I think. We got to see Samantha. She just has the prettiest hair every year. It almost makes me want to go blonde. Our good friends, David and Carol. Every year, David messes with Brian about some pen that Brian either has his eye on and then David threatens to buy. So that's always fun.
He did not buy the pen that I wanted to keep, though. So
yeah.
That was good.
Shireen, our good friend Shireen was there. I haven't seen her in ages. And so I got to see her and hang out and talk a little bit and lots of hugs. So that was awesome.
Yeah, she's a trip. You know, if you folks ever see her at a show, she's pretty fun to hang out with. So
Blair, David R., Denise, Marcia, our good friend Thomas, it is always awesome to see Thomas.
Yes.
Daniel H., Powell, bunch of other people. Ed Capizzi was there, the organizer of the...
He took off, didn't say goodbye.
He had to change his flight plan. So he had to leave kind of impromptu because of the weather, because Denver was having a big storm. His wife was having surgery on her hand again. On Monday, and like a good husband, he wanted to make sure that he got home before the storm hit so that he could handle whatever needed to be handled. So props to Ed for leaving early to get home, and big love to my big pen sister, Leslie. Leslie and I are a lot alike. And so Leslie has to let go a little and let Ed help her take care of things while she's mending. So Leslie, just milk it. Just milk it, baby. Let him do as much as he is willing to do and anything that you can pawn off on it. And Ed, do your best to force her to let you help. And good luck with that, because I know it would be a challenge for me to let go. And although if I have to do that soon, we might be challenged.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so just... good luck with them.
You you mentioned Thomas, which reminds me of a very, very funny story that happened on Sunday. I have to tell.
Okay.
So Thomas is looking at buying a sailor, and we're trying to decide
Smart move.
So he's trying to decide which one. He's going to have Mike Masuyama. He's already signed up. He's going to have Mike grind it down for him. And so, you know, Thomas is great. So he's like, he's very polite and he does what he should. He always asks, you know, okay, can I take this over to, you know, to Mike and have him look at it, see if this is good and work for it.
He can do whatever he wants. Right.
Yeah. He can do whatever he wants. And he'll take two pens and he'll go over there. And then he comes back and he's like, well, I really want this one. And then we're talking about it. And Thomas likes his pens ground very, 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 very fine. So I showed him, the Sailor has a Pro Gear Slim pen with a Saibi Togi nib on it, which is a 0.12 millimeter point.
Thomas has written with that.
Yes, it's crazy thin. And if you put any pressure at all, it'll appear scratchy. In fact, it comes with its own nib cleaner. It's a very cool pen. And so we both kind of looked at each other at the same time. He goes, I'm going to mess with Mike. So I said, yeah, go take that over there and ask me. He says, I'm going to ask him if he can make this into double rod. I said, no. Go over there and ask him if you can grind this smaller.
And now Thomas is, Mike has done enough of different nibs for Thomas that there's kind of a joke that he's actually got a Thomas nib. Right. That is a certain size. And so he and Thomas have a great relationship, and Mike certainly knows how Thomas likes his super fine nibs. And so when he brought it over to Mike to ask, I happened to walk by and I saw him ask and I saw the look on Mike's face. And then Mike says, sure. How small do you want
it? How small do you want? Deadpan. Blew the joke. He said something about he can make it into a, you know, it could be a coupon cutter or something like that. But, you know, the funny thing is so the Saibi Togi is designed by Yukio Nagahara, and Mike studied with Nobuyoshi Nagahara. So, if anybody could make it smaller, it's Mike.
It's Mike.
But, so anyway, that was funny. It was a funny little story. Fun thing to happen on Sunday, and that was that. So anything else we want to chat about? I think we're pretty good here, huh?
Safe drive back, a weird Wendy's experience in Kennesaw, Georgia. Don't go there. Very unhappy staff.
Yes.
So. Uneventful drive back, good weather. It's really kind of invigorating and motivating and inspirational to see everything so green. It gives me hope that spring will come to Wisconsin someday.
Yeah, but the local snow pile was down to nothing now. It used to be 6-7 feet tall, and now it's 12 inches maybe. So
that's kind of how we gauge the weather and so it was good.
So
nice to be home for the week. We've got all sorts of cool things planned. Stuff that's come in while we were gone. We've got to get up on the site. The dark lilac Lammy Safari is due in this week.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we're actually seeing our rep tomorrow, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Stopping in. So.
And lots of cool stuff that we've picked up here and there. So,
yeah, be prepared for, I'll just say it right now, be prepared for an announcement on Monday. Monday, I think, is when we're gonna let loose something that has happened within the last few weeks. And
something we're very, very proud of.
Very proud of it. Very exciting news. So stay tuned on Monday for that.
That's all we're going to tell you.
All right. I think that's it for this week.
That's enough.
Use your pens. Please write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all the other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And it was great to see all of y'all that went down to the Atlanta show. And we will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.